Georgie Jameson sitting in for Leslie Dolphin this afternoon, and it's that monthly catch-up with Catherine Lana from Browsers Bookshops. Good afternoon, Catherine.
Hello.
And I think we were together last
time. That's right, yeah.
Weren't we?
We're in sync.
We are. And we must somehow be in sync. I said that to David Merton, who does our astronomy.
Yeah.
And he said, it must be the stars are aligned in some way. So we are looking at Christmas at the Beach Hut by Veronica Henry.
That's right. It seemed a good idea when I chose it, but Christmas seems a long time ago now, doesn't it?
It does a bit, doesn't it? But I suppose if everyone was reading it last month, it was the perfect time to read it. Tell us a little bit about what the story is.
Yes, that was the idea, because I've heard that a lot of people like to choose a book at Christmas to get them into the mood. So they often have favourite books, so classics. Obviously, Christmas Carol, there's Christmas at Cold Comfort Farm, things like that.
Yes.
But there's also this burgeoning genre of Christmas books, newly published books. They're often murder mysteries or romantic or family sagas, I suppose, if you were to generalise.
Mm-hmm.
And they've often got Christmas in the title and sparkly covers. And as I say, there's quite a few of these books coming out now. So I thought, well, let's give it a go, see what it's like. And what better title could we choose but Christmas at the Beach Hut, I thought, because surely everybody loves a beach, huh?
And gotta love a beach, especially if you live in Suffolk.
Well, that's right,
haven't
yes.
you? Yeah.
So this book is about, the central character is called Lizzie, and she's the hub of a family. And she does everything for everybody. She gets everything done. Everybody relies on her. But this particular Christmas, she's left her job. Her job's come to an end and she's looking to the future. Her children are almost grown up.
Uh-huh.
So this Christmas is a bit different and she wants it to be perfect, but she wants everybody around her and she's looking to the future. But unfortunately, everybody sort of lets her down. It seems to be they've taken her for granted and she's just had enough. So she ups and goes in the car to a beach hut. She goes to the coast. She knows somebody. Strangely and how fortuitously, who owns a beach hut.
Right.
And this person is off. They're not using the beach hut for Christmas. So she goes there. She knows where the key is. She's already cleared it with the friend. And she goes into this beach hut. And this is the bit that made it for me. This beach hut is just phenomenal. It's not your beach hut from Southwold and Felixstowe, much as I love them. And I would, you know, dearly love to spend Christmas morning there. But I wouldn't want to stay there. And she stays there for several nights. In this beach hut, which has got a shower, microwave, every mod con in the kitchen,
oh, I see. So you could bathroom, actually live there.
Yes,
yeah.
Sleeping space,
wow.
Lounge. It's just phenomenal. And it's got the sea on its doorstep. So what could be better? And of course, her life coincides with somebody else who's also taken refuge in this beach hut. It's a teenage boy, strangely, and it could be a bit weird, but they apparently just stay in this beach hut that they talk about their families. And of course, they want to make life better for each other. So they both try and help each other's lives get back into line. And of course, this sort of book, it means that everything comes together. So everything goes wrong to start with, and then it all comes together in the end. And I thought it was great. It was a real escapist read, and I thought that's just what I wanted.
It's what you want.
Busyness.
Yeah, at that time of year. It's got a feel-good ending, has it?
That's right, yes. And of course, imagining yourself in this luxurious beach hut, what could be better? So I could understand why you'd want to pick up a Christmas read, even though you think, well, Christmas, it's such a busy time. Surely, you know, people haven't got the best time to relax and sit with a book. But I think that's probably the best thing about it, in that sometimes you've got, it's like a summer read in that you have got time off
yes.
from work.
Yeah.
So even though things are busy, you have got a change of routine. So it's a good time to pick up a book. And perhaps it's a good escapist read as well, because things can be a bit fraught at Christmas, so you can escape into somebody else's life and see it resolved. So what could be better?
There's hope for your own family tensions and you see it resolved. But yeah, you're right, it is sometimes a time where you maybe could steal a few minutes and just get away from all the madness of everything.
Yes.
And go and relax with a book, but keep festive by reading about
that's right.
that seasonal time.
And it's such an easy read as well that you can pick it up and put it down in those stolen moments. So it's not something that you have to immerse yourself in to get into that mood of the book. So it's great in that respect. It's very easy to get into. So I think it's a perfect Christmas read.
It's interesting to see. I looked up the author. She's a script writer as well. She's written for The Archers.
That's right, yes.
Heartbeat, Holby City.
Yes.
So quite naturalistic dialogue then.
Oh, yes, you can picture it. very easily. Yes. It could be a sitcom type thing, you know, or a TV drama quite easily. So, yeah, she's got a real flair for it. And in fact, she came to Woodbridge a few years ago because she wrote a book which was called How to Find Love in a Bookshop. So she set that book all in a bookshop. So all the different things that were happening with the relationships and the different characters, it all revolved around a bookshop. And it's very vivid. And she came to meet us in the bookshop to talk about it. And she's a very charismatic, enthusiastic individual. So she's great to speak at events like that.
Fantastic. Lovely. So